Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. It is draft day, Spadoni draft day. That's right. Big day. Big day for your Raiders. Michael Penix Jr., step on up. You look nice in silver and black, but who's going to look good in red and gold?
Just win, baby.
Who's going to look good in red and gold tonight? Shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings, dividend, open a First NorCal first-class money market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages, as we have added the QR code on both pages, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. It is draft day here. We'll talk to Mike Florio in moments, as the 49ers are on the clock at 31. They have 10 picks, but the topic of conversation around these parts of what are the Niners going to do with Brandon Ayuk? We have Mike Florio here, Pro Football Talk. Mike, good morning. Welcome back to the roast here, 95.7 The Game. Monte Hill, Joe Shasky, the Butcher. Just right off the rip, what are your thoughts on Brandon Ayuk, the player? Because obviously a lot of conversation about what the Niners may do with him. Will they pay him? Will they not pay him? Will they trade him tonight? Just overall, what are your impressions of Brandon Ayuk, the player, as a wide receiver here in the NFL?
We were talking about him the other day on PFT Live, our morning show that's on 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific time, if you're up really early on Peacock and Sirius XM 85, but it's replayed throughout the day as well. We played some highlights of Brandon Ayuk, and a point Chris Sims made, he's wide open a lot. And at some point, you got to ask yourself, how much of that is the offense? How much of that is having guys like Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Brock Purdy, Trent Williams? And at the end of the day, and this gets to the core of the question, the 49ers have had this guy for 4 years. He barely had 1,000 receiving yards his third season. He had 1,300 plus last year, was a second team All-Pro. They know him better than anyone, and they have a value on him that he clearly isn't happy with. The question becomes, is there someone else out there that values him at a high enough level that they're willing to pay him what he wants and give the 49ers what it would take to make a trade happen? That's the real question. That's the great unknown. So, bottom line, 49ers have made their assessment based on 4 seasons with the guy, and they haven't budged from that assessment yet.
Mike, is there some sort of big deal that we were maybe overlooking? Most people here, all we've been talking about is, you know, draft picks. Is there something bigger in the works that maybe we don't know about, where they would get another proven player from somewhere else? I'm just trying to think outside the box here.
It's not impossible. Look, anything is in play. Anyone's in play. It all comes down to what a team is willing to offer and what the 49ers are willing to accept. teams always want draft picks, though, because that allows you to start the clock over again with a low-cost contract relative to what veteran contracts cost. And that's what makes it challenging, I think, to find a potential trade partner. Look, it's been a couple of weeks now since I caught wind of this discreet effort to give Brandon Ayuk's agent permission to try to find a trade, and the 49ers have said all the right things. John Lynch cut off Matt Maiocco the other day when he was trying to ask that question. So I guess if you cut off the question, you've never even answered the question one way or the other. But that's been percolating. I know the Steelers made a phone call a couple of months ago, and the 49ers weren't interested at the time. Basically, that was the end of the conversation. But there's teams out there. It all comes down to what the 49ers would take, what gets put in the package, and is it enough to get them to say, okay, you take Brandon Ayuk, we take what you're offering us. And whatever happens, if it does happen, there's no reason for it to happen at any time before the best pick they're requiring is on the clock. You want that pick while you run the board. You don't want anyone to have the chance to say, the 49ers picked up the 20th overall pick in the draft, and there's three picks to go. Maybe we should try to jump them to get the guy we think the 49ers are going to take.
What do you think his value is in terms of a draft pick for this year's draft?
Well, 2 years ago, we saw A.J. Brown get traded by the Titans to the Eagles for a mid-round, first-round pick. Now, is it Brandon Ayuk, A.J. Brown? The reporting I saw the other day from Mike Silver in the Chronicle was that the 49ers want a first-round pick, but other teams are looking at a second-round pick. Now, first-round pick is a pretty broad proposition. 1 to 32, there's a lot that goes on in that range. Could there be an opportunity for the Bills to offer pick 28 for Brandon Ayuk? And what would the 49ers say about that? And what would they feel about the guy they get? You know, there's a thought that maybe we get down to the bottom of the line. There aren't a lot of high-end first-round talent available in those last few picks in the draft, and there's going to be teams looking to trade out of there. And maybe that's what the 49ers could do. They could get that pick and then immediately trade right out of it if they work out another deal. So, you know, it's got to be a team that's looking for a receiver now that has the wherewithal financially and draft pick wise to get the deal done and has to want to do it. That would be the buyer beware that I would say, even though I always want players to land where they want to land, go where they want to go and be happy with what they're doing, especially when they've become second team all pro. That's a big deal. Second team all pro is harder to do than second team Pro Bowl because it's all one league and there's only so many spots available. What he did last year was significant, but where is that team that views Brandon Ayuk at a significantly higher level than the team that's had him on the roster for 4 years does?
Mike Florio here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Mike, when you look at this offense here, can Brock Purdy, and I think he's a really good quarterback, he had a spectacular season last year, obviously losing in the Super Bowl in Las Vegas to Kansas City and company, and they didn't make enough plays offensively. Can he thrive without Brandon Ayuk, with Debo, who failed to gain separation in that Super Bowl and has a history of injuries, and a rookie wide receiver if they went that route by replacing Brandon Ayuk? Can they still thrive as an offense and average nearly 30 points a game without a Brandon Ayuk in the system?
Well, I think they believe they can. Otherwise, they wouldn't be flirting with this potential endgame that results in no Brandon Ayuk on the team. Conceptually, look, the draft is a lottery, and your pick is a lottery ticket. And the 49ers moved up in 2020 to get Brandon Ayuk. When you get a winning ticket, the jackpot goes to the player, and the obligation is you got to pay it. Why would you swap out a guy that has shown he can get it done for an unproven player? Unless you are damn confident that you know how to scout receivers, and hey, Kyle Shanahan, former receiver at the University of Texas, maybe he feels good about this reality we now see in the NFL, where it's almost becoming kind of like the running back position, where there's a lot of great receivers. Why are there a lot of great receivers? Because 7-on-7 camps everywhere. College football throwing more than ever. Those balls are being thrown. Those balls are being caught. Players are developing. And maybe Kyle Shanahan, working with John Lynch, just has courage of his convictions that I'll find another guy. You know, they're surely eyeing this guy, that guy, the other guy, who would be the guy that they take in the event that they don't have Brandon Ayuk on the roster. So it's a tough spot because, you know, we're going to see some receivers make a lot of money, and we're going to see some receivers who just want too much, and they're either going to have to take what they can get Or, you know, I don't know what Brandon Ayuk's options are. I mean, look, you either sign a long-term deal with the 49ers or you get traded, or you've got $14.12 million as your number for this year. You've got limited options in holding out. The daily fines are there. The fine for missing a preseason game is the amount of a full game check under your fifth-year option, and who knows if the 49ers would enforce those. They'd have the discretion not to. But, you know, I just – if the 49ers are going to keep the guy, let's just get it done. They dragged it out with Deebo Samuel, and he wasn't ready for the next season. They dragged it out with Nick Bosa, and he maybe wasn't the same guy if he'd been locked in all year. It would be nice to see it get done if that's what the 49ers want to do. And if they don't want to do it, then move on. I've been saying that about the Vikings for a while now. They're dragging their feet with Justin Jefferson. Either pay him or trade him to a team who will. It benefits no one by waiting, and especially from the team's perspective. It never gets cheaper if you wait to do a guy's contract.
So, Mike, is this the first domino of other dominoes to fall where they're trying to set themselves up financially to pay the quarterback $50, $60 million a year?
Well, my own thought when this all first came up was they'd love to hold this all together for one more year where Ayuk happily takes $14.12 million. They make it work with Kittle's contract, whatever restructuring they did this year. They make it work with Deebo Samuel. They've got one last year of Brock Purdy on this last pick in the draft, slotted rookie minimum salary deal, and let's just do it now, and then next year we'll make the hard decisions. Pay Brandon Ayuk, move on from Deebo Samuel, move on from George Kittle. I'm not saying that's what they'll do, but I think their hope was, let's just hold it together for one more year. Let's try to finally win that Super Bowl, and then we'll make the tough decisions about the composition of our offensive skill position players next year. I mean, through it all, I'm surprised we haven't heard Christian McCaffrey wants a new contract.
Yeah.
I thought going into the 2023 season that maybe at some point during the season we'd start to hear some noise about McCaffrey wanting an adjustment. He had an MVP caliber season. How many more years does he have before the window closes on him? And maybe it's all happening quietly behind the scenes, and maybe it's one of those things that's going to surprise us out of nowhere. But that's the other key piece of this offense that makes the thing go, and he's underpaid when you consider what he's accomplished and what he means to that team. I just think they'd like to keep it all steady for one more year if they can, and Brandon Ayuk is publicly keeping that from happening. There's a chance privately they're dealing with a McCaffrey complication.
Well, that's interesting. Shasky's been kind of all over that all week long. Isaac McCaffrey maybe asking for a decision. I thought about it as well, $14 million per year. He's just maybe not that type of guy. I want to get back to that in just a second, but you brought up Justin Jefferson. Anyway, he's traded today on draft day. We know about the complications in Minnesota. They're rebuilding at the quarterback spot. Is Justin Jefferson happy? Could we see a draft day trade involving Justin Jefferson?
Well, you know, I said last year as the regular season was approaching that if the Vikings don't extend Justin Jefferson before the start of the 2023 regular season, he's potentially in play to be traded as the Vikings try to get what would be their first franchise quarterback since Fran Tarkenton. And it really has been that long. Kirk Cousins had six straight years of eight or more starts with the Vikings. He's the first one to do that since Tarkenton, who went seven straight years with eight or more starts. They want that long-term guy. They want to get him in the door young. They want to groom him. They want to develop him. They've had great receivers there over the years. They've had Anthony Carter. They've had Chris Carter. They've had Andy Moss. They've had Stephon Diggs. They had Percy Harvins, who was an MVP candidate for the first four games of the 2012 season before he kind of fell off a little bit, and they eventually traded him. Now they've got Justin Jefferson. You know, they've never gotten to a Super Bowl with all those great receivers, but they got to three with Fran Tarkenton. So I think, because it would be an easy contract to do. They've already written the check verbally. The GM of the team, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, said at the scouting combine, he deserves to be the highest paid receiver in the league. He deserves to be paid like one of the top non-quarterbacks in the league. Well, that's Nick Bosa. You could sit down and do this deal in an afternoon if you really wanted to. So if you don't want to, then put him in a package and move to number two and get Jaden Daniels. Put him in a package and move to number three and get Drake May if that's where you stand. Just like with the 49ers. You either pay him or you trade him to someone who will. And I think that's more clear with Justin Jefferson because I don't think anyone doubts his value. The question is, who's the team that wants to write that check and make that commitment to a guy who, you know, is at times unstoppable. Just throw the ball his way and he's going to catch it.
Yeah, we've been talking about Justin Jefferson being a snap loose superstar forever. It's just, I feel like there's this good, the bad, the ugly thing going on, whether it's Justin Jefferson with Minnesota, the Niners, and Ayuk, and everyone's waiting for somebody to make the first move here. If you had to guess, is Brandon Ayuk a 49er tomorrow morning?
Yes, that's my guess. And the possibility would be that he's traded in that 18-hour window. Well, no, because, again, I don't want to contradict myself. The trade would be announced when the first pick they're getting is on the clock. So it would quietly be done in the 18 hours with an understanding that they pull the trigger at pick, you know, whatever, 33, 34, 35, anywhere between there and 62 during round two, plus whatever else happens. But my guess would be it's too much to make it happen today. And it happens tomorrow, unless it's already done. Yeah. And we're just going to find out, like we found out. Lightning strike 2 years ago, and Mike Vrabel acquired a pretty aggressive neck twitch as they were sending A.J. Brown and drafting Treylon Burks, who's been a disappointment. I mean, that's the risk. You know, the Vikings got lucky. When they traded Stephon Diggs, they turned around and got Justin Jefferson.
Right.
It's hard to bank on that.
Yep. I'm with you on that one, Mike. Real quick on McCaffrey. If he did ask for an extension, what would that value be? What could he ask for? What could he get if he went to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and said, hey, look, I had over 2,000 all-purpose yards. I scored all these touchdowns. You don't average 29, 30 points a game without me. I want to get my bag. What would that bag look like if McCaffrey did that?
I don't know. I mean, would $20 million a year be the magic number? It's amazing to think of a guy who's so important to a team, but he plays a position where it's so hard to get paid. How do you strike that balance to reflect what he means to the team versus the fact that, hey, you know, we can throw a shoe and hit a running back who can come in and get it done in this offense? That's what made the move to get him so strange. They had a different leading rusher every year of Kyle Shanahan's time as head coach, and then they get Christian McCaffrey and everything changes in the blink of an eye, and they kind of go against the entire Shanahan approach to running backs, which is, this year it's Terrell Davis. Okay, fine. Oh, wait, he's injured. Here's Orlando Scary. Hey, he had 1,000 yards. Oh, wait, the next year, Mike Anderson. All right, he'll have 1,200 yards. And it just goes on and on and on. They've turned it on its head. And I think the way McCaffrey does his business, when you look back to Carolina, he got a contract 3 years in, and we didn't even know he was looking for one. So that may be the way. And we know a lot of this stuff happens. Sometimes I'm not trying to throw a dart and predict anything, but how many times do we get surprised when a deal gets done? And we got surprised when his deal got done in Carolina. Yeah. And I think it's incumbent on the 49ers to try to make sure that they strike the balance between making a commitment that pays him for what he's doing now and what they expect him to do this year, but also doesn't tie their hands with a deal that is going to create a cap problem for them once his prime starts to dissipate. And I mean, let's face it, he's been around since 2017. He's got a lot of wear and tear. How many more good years does he really have left?
Mike, it's going to be a wild day, and it's probably one of our favorite days of the year. It feels like Christmas around here for sports fans. What's the boldest prediction? And we're going off the chart. I'm not going to hold you to this. No one's going to hold you to this. But what's the boldest thing that you could see happening today? Like, because we were talking about this, Detroit trading up to go get Michael Penix or something like that.
You know, heir apparent to Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, like I'm very interested. What do you think is something that's probably not going to happen, but something bold you'd like to see happen?
Well, I mean, two things. Look, wherever Michael Penix goes, I think that's going to be the oh crap moment of the night, because I think somebody's going to take him and we're going to say, oh, wow. You know, the window opens at number 8 with Atlanta, who has done their homework on Penix. And it's like, well, they got Kirk Cousins. Yeah, but Kirk Cousins isn't playing for 5 years. Kirk Cousins may have 2 years in Atlanta by the time it's all said and done. 3 at the most. And yeah, you don't sit a quarterback for 3 years, but the Packers did with Jordan Love, and look how it worked out. So the window opens there. The Raiders at 13, Seahawks at 16, Steelers at 20. I just think whenever he gets picked, we're going to be like, wow. The Raiders would be the least likely for us to say wow. But Penix is one that I think is a wild card with these quarterbacks in round one. The other thing that I think is going to happen, and I don't know this, I'm just reading the tea leaves and making a guess. I think the Vikings are going to stay at 11, and they might not take a quarterback there. Because I look at it as, you know, the guy that Kevin O'Connell wants, and let's assume it's Drake May, it's going to cost too much to go get him, and the front office is going to say, we're not making that investment to go get him. Okay, fine. Then they're at 11, and the guys that are available, the front office says, how about this guy? And O'Connell, who said himself last week, he's been the quarterback killer in Minnesota. He said, no, I don't want this guy. No, I don't want that guy. No, I don't want that guy. So whoever's left at 11, they may say, we'll just take best available player, and we'll address one of our other needs, whether it's pass rusher or, you know, get a tackle for the future, even though they're doing pretty well on the outside with Brian O'Neill and Christian Darrisaw. You can't have enough good offensive linemen. There's different ways they can go to make the team better. It won't surprise me if they can't get a deal to go up, and by the time they're sitting there at 11, they just say, we're not going to take a quarterback at all, and we're just going to try to make the team better.
Wow. Two quick ones for you, Mike, because this is I'm loving everything.
Fonte's a huge Sam Darnold fan. It's a joke.
I'm not the biggest Sam Darnold fan. But over-under on trades is 6.5 in the first round. Over-under on trades, first round trades, is 6.5. One, do you think it'll go over? And two, will a running back be drafted in the first round?
Ooh, good question.
Look, I'm going to say over just because I want chaos and I love chaos, and more trades means more chaos and more surprises, and that makes for a more interesting night. I don't think a running back is going to get drafted tonight. And I don't think that, you know, unless you think the guy's going to be a potential Hall of Famer or perennial Pro Bowler, you can get a running back later. And it's not a great running back class this year, and we've seen a lot of running backs get signed in free agency because of that. Between the fact that running backs have already been spoken for via free agency and just the valuation of the position relative to other positions, I don't think we're going to see a running back tonight. And who knows when the first one's going to go. I think Blake Corum's got a chance to be special, and he's a betting favorite to get reunited with Jim Harbaugh down in L.A. with the Chargers, and that would be a neat little story if that happens. Huh.
I love Blake Corum. He's a baller.
Yeah, he's tough. He's a tough guy, man. Mike, this is going to be a lot of fun. What will happen with Brandon Ayuk? A lot of Niner fans don't want to see him move on. But what if he does? What would that mean for Brock Purdy? What would that mean for this offense moving forward? Mike, you're always good to us, man. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Anytime, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. A lot there. I like draft talk, man. He starts going down the rabbit hole. What could happen at 11 with Minnesota? We're going to be locked in. What is the draft
new drop
start?
What's the new drop?
I don't know.
No, the new drop was great. Every time I make a good point, I want to use this. Yeah, we got to tease it. He's going to work on it.
All right, I said what I said.
So let's.
We've come a long way with Mike.
I love Mike.
We've come a long way with him.
I love how we're best friends with Mike Florio.
We are now.
The whole industry hates us, but Mike Florio loves us. I kind of like that.
And the whole industry hates Mike Florio.
That's okay.
And we love him.
You know what? We're all behind enemy lines. So without us even bringing it up, he kind of brought up what I brought up. And again, I'm not pretending like I'm some sage, but I'm looking at like Saquon Barkley. And if I'm CMC, I'm just going off me, right? Like if I'm CMC, like you're giving Barkley that, I'm way better than Barkley. No,
well,
talented Barkley is. There's no doubt. I sound like Yoda.
Right.
But he hasn't put together seasons that I've put together on winning teams, doing it in the playoffs. And if I'm here and I'm CMC, I'm saying, all right, look, Trent's making 30, 35. Yeah. He's the best left tackle in the game. I get it. Without him, I can't function. And I do need receivers, but I'm going to have two receivers making twice what I'm making?
Well,
man, you got to up my money a little.
It's funny because we quipped about this a few weeks ago when we were like, Brandon, I forgot what day it was. But we're kind of cool. We're kind of going back and forth with us. Like, man, we're lucky McCaffrey's not asked for it, snitcher, right? But it was just kind of just a throwaway.
Yes.
Just a throwaway because in my mind, he's just not that type of dude.
No.
He's going to play under his contract. He's a coach's son or whatnot. But if it was anybody else making 14, you're coming off of that season.
What do you think Ricky Waters is thinking?
Ayuk's looking for an extension, and they may say, you know what, the hell with it. So Mike said, maybe there is a secret because the Carolina deal came out of nowhere, but we'll see about that.
But that's the thing that we're going back and forth. Like, nobody wants to trade Ayuk, but I'm trying to think, like, what are the Niners doing behind the scenes?
Right.
Could they be negotiating with Lenore on a smaller, you know, extension and CMC a little extension? And, you know, is there this guy they're working on an extension? Like, Aaron Banks is a guy from the Trey Lance draft. Well, maybe
Lenore. Be Hufanga, it could be whoever.
It could be a variety of guys. Maybe they're changing some of the money of Charvarius Ward so that he stays an extra year or two. Like, like that's part of this Brandon Ayuk thing that we just don't know.
We don't know. And you know what? Again, the reason why I asked the question at the start of the show, do you trust Lynch and Shanahan to make the right decision? It's because I do trust them. And if they do trade Brandon Ayuk away, Shasky, I do trust them to make the right moves moving forward. I trust them that if they do trade Brandon Ayuk, I don't want it to happen, but I trust them to make the right move to have a plan moving forward without Brandon Ayuk. That's where I'm at with Shanahan and Lynch. We'll move on to Dave Fleming coming up here to talk about Blake Snell. Then we'll get right back into the NFL draft as it is draft day. Draft day, we have you all covered. Tune in tonight. Mark Grady, Evan Giddy, Sterling Bennett right here at 95.70 Game, starting at 6 p.m. The guys will take you right up to the 49ers pick and react right after it. Draft night tonight at 6 p.m. right here at 95.70 Game. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, no compromises. Dave Fleming!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.